If you don't know Dave Mustaine is an asshole, go to one Megadeth concert. Just one.
That's all you need. I've been to just one, and I can confirm previous statements.
I went to Rockville, and I saw half of their set while I was at that festival. Well,
they did a whole set. Shucks.
I don't know if they did a whole set or not. It was painful to watch.
I got excited for you, Frakes, because I saw the lineup for whatever is in Florida. At least I thought is in Florida. Mm-hmm. And then found out it was like 2 weeks ago. The ad was just very old. I was like, oh, man, you're right around the corner from like Tool and Slipknot. If you had gone 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. It's real difficult for me to carve out a block of time, a specific block of time, to get any fun stuff done.
He's on the job right now. That's how dedicated he is.
Now, we actually have a slow period right now. So, thankfully, I'm able to take off Friday and get my new apartment.
Huzzah!
Is your new apartment located in that horror village that you have as a background?
No.
It's right there.
There you go. Yay. You're fine. You're fine. You're good.
Unfortunately, we can hear the guy who ruined Munchkin.
You're still going to bring that shit up, huh?
I was like the cherry on top.
No,
Sunday was already made.
A horrible person.
I loved it so much.
Yeah, y'all play. Y'all have fun. Never again.
Play again. Who wants to play again? Matt, you're down?
I'm down to play.
Sorry,
I was just complaining so loudly about it. You're like, I'll play again.
I was number, I had a level one and I had a power of one. So I feel like I could do better.
I feel like you guys should come up with your own soft victory conditions because no one's ever going to finish one of these games.
Yeah, especially not the way y'all play.
Matt knew. Matt knew.
Mine was completely retaliatory.
Mine was completely out of spite because it was so much.
Someone drew first blood, so that's what happened.
Well, Mahogany drew first blood. She put Kevin over, right?
No, I didn't draw first blood.
Roll the tape.
I drew second blood because somebody stole, I think it was Matt, stole two of my cards. And so it was like, I'm only left with like monsters and like one card that I actually want to use. So I used it before somebody stole it from me.
I like the story.
I just like that story. I want everybody to know that our games have real life consequences, and that real life consequences, everybody but Matt gets a Benny tonight.
Yeah. Noob gets a Benny?
Noob gets a Benny?
Noob gets one.
Wow.
But not Matt. In fact, Matt, if anything happens tonight and you want to use a Benny, you can't. You are Benny denied for the next two episodes.
All right. I'll do my penance.
Now, are you going to put a qualifier on Noob's Benny? Like, it has to be used?
No.
Listen, he knows I'm going to waste it.
That I know Noob will waste. Noob wasn't fun to play with at Munchkin either. But what really got me with Matt is I came back from a cigarette break. And as I was putting my headphones on, all I heard was, let's just try and get through this. Let's stop being so mean. And I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to go looking for trouble and fight this level one broom holding goblin because I'm level two and I can beat it. Matt goes, it gets plus 10 levels. And from the next hour of that show, I'm checked out. I am just mad and not participating. Left early. It was Matt's fault. So Matt, no bennies for the next two episodes. You can't use it. Everybody else.
Whoa.
Two episodes. Yeah.
Two episodes. Okay.
Patented toker tilt.
All right.
We each get a Benny per episode. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Well, Mahogany, you've got 15 bennies, so for you, it's not really a pittance or anything. Yeah, so
it hurts me. I always use them as soon as I get them.
Well, we're starting in combat, them. So.
Oh maybe. Yeah, what if
this is going to? Yeah, see, I literally, if I can't see it, I forget that it exists.
I remember. Here's a trick for you, Mahogany. You're on Hero Lab. Mm-hmm. Go to your in play tab, and there, where it says add new temporary hit points underneath your hit points, click on that and you can just title it Benny and you can add how many ever Bennies you have.
Indeed.
I don't like it. Don't do it.
Yeah, but then yeah. She has a hard currency of, what do you have, 32 bennies?
I mean, no, I want to say.
She was down to 7.
No, but then he awarded her like 15.
Yeah.
I've never given anybody 15 bennies.
Yes, huh?
No.
But it came with the caveat that I would rather forget as well. So let's just let it go.
What was the caveat?
7 works for me.
You can 7 only use
plus
them
on, the 2 I get tonight.
You can only use them on knowledge geography checks. That was the...
No, I'll tell you later.
Here's 15 free rerolls for knowledge checks that don't involve monster stats.
The way you're saying it makes it sound like this was a domestic affair.
No, I just don't want it to be. I just don't want it to be the thing.
You don't want to have a record of it. I see.
Yeah, exactly. There is a record of it. It's recorded. That's how I know.
Yeah, but it's in hundreds of hours. Of
yeah, find shit. It. Otherwise, yeah, I'm not going to remind you.
In 3 years of recordings.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Speaking of scouring the old episodes, there was a point in time where my buddy Max said, I'll become a $5 or $10 a month patron if you give Noob diarrhea for the next combat. Mm-hmm. And I had to hang out with Max at the Poultry Festival this past weekend. And we got to talking, and come to find out, Max doesn't watch the show. He listens. He rides around and listens a lot. And a big apology to Noob. It's not you that he wanted to give diarrhea. It was Kevin. So I have to make amends to Max and give Dr. Pox diarrhea at some point.
Can I have another Benny for penance?
No.
Come on.
No,
you don't even deserve the one you got. Yeah, I watched some of that Munchkin game. On.
It was my first time playing, and then I agreed to take it easy.
Ignorance is no excuse to being a douche nozzle.
Yeah. You laughed with glee at how terrible it was going. So
it was so much fun.
We'll just say we're even at this point.
I don't remember hearing the take it easy conversation either, but I was very drunk and
that was obvious.
I just remember having a really good time and then everybody being mad for some reason.
Yeah, your good time sucks.
Is that usually how it happens when you drink? You have a really good time and everybody gets mad? That's how it used to be for me.
I don't remember. So it's cool. I'm not always. No, people have, you know, usually have a good time, but not in this particular instance.
At Kevin's wedding, you were drunk and fun to be around, but drunk Munchkin with you was awful. I immediately after the episode uninstalled the game from my computer. completely fine with losing that $15 and just lesson learned. We'll never play again.
He totally rage quit.
I did.
You did.
If I was still a child who didn't have to pay for my my fun gadgets and toys, I would have thrown the computer and begged my non-existent rich family to buy me another one.
Now, I'm just glad that it's in the past and we can all laugh about it now. And, you know, we're moving past it.
I was mad the whole next day. And if we keep talking about it, I'm going to get mad again.
I wasn't mad the whole next day. He was still mad on Sunday.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Munchkin.
You pissed him off for the remainder of the week.
Well, 90% of
way it to was, go, Matt.
90% of it was Matt. 10% of it was the game. I don't think is implemented well as a computer game.
Yeah, it needs some help.
It
it looks good visually.
Yeah. But you know.
Some of the stuff is a little not super intuitive.
Yeah, I got mad at Matt. I got mad at the game because I jumped in at one point because I was playing a cleric and it said if this thing's fighting the cleric can just go wah 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 or whatever, and the one
booga, of
the
vampire booga.
Yeah, the vampire would run away. Well, there's no way in the game to actually yell at the vampire. So I ended up just hopping in to help him to get killed anyway. So
I almost accidentally killed me and Mahogany because I thought a card did something different.
Well, that's just because you didn't know how to read. That's not the game's fault.
Oh, that's where you thought you threw down a monster and you thought the monster was going to be on your side.
Yeah. Was not.
Yes, that was quite entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, anyhow, go back, watch that us playing the Munchkin video game. Watch just the first hour where we delightfully are mean to each other and then see my descent into angry madness last hour. I'm not proud, but I'm not ashamed. That anger was warranted. It was deserved.
It's Munchkin.
If we'd been at a table, you would have done that because I would have hurt you.
What? I'm very agile. No. Can leap bookshelves.
We would have been at the Green Dragon, and I would have blocked that door. There was no escape.
I would just want to play it in real life with y'all.
I'm not opposed to playing it in person because, again,
he can hurt Matt.
I would be in person.
He can make that shit stop.
I'm gonna end of this. I'm definitely down to play in person again.
Well, maybe find out when the Green Dragon's officially picking up roots and moving. We could all go Munchkin at the Green Dragon and then yell at each other in the parking lot for an hour afterwards.
Or maybe Nerd Bowl. That way we'd have enough time.
We're not ruining Nerd Bowl with Munchkin.
Oh. Yeah, let's all do Nerd Bowl. We're
not tainting Nerd Bowl with
I am 100% down for Munchkin Nerd Bowl.
Yeah, it's not happening. I don't care how that
much. Munchkin is a good idea.
You can have that party at your house and I won't come.
I don't think.
I honestly believe Steve Jackson Games, their whole business model is the destruction of nerd groups.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to get us to touch grass by hitting each other until we fall down.
This will give them exercise. Being angry increases the blood pressure, right? This will get them some exercise. Well, let's play this other game that's only mildly infuriating sometimes.
I'm already angry.
Yeah. I know I mentioned a week or two ago I was playing the Pathfinder Wrath of the Righteous. It's like the Steam game, the Diablo-esque type game. So I quit playing that after I rolled it was like four ones in the same on the same fireball for like overcome SR. It was just like all kinds of crap, and I was just like, this is so stupid. I was so mad. That happens a lot in that game. You roll like three threes in a row. It's like not, I don't know what they're doing with their dice. It sucks. It's too much like real life. All right. That's all.
Which game?
The Pathfinder, Wrath of the Righteous, Steam game or whatever. I don't know where else it is, but.
PlayStation had their showcase today.
Yeah.
Not to get off track again for too long, but most of it's like, you know, a new Spider-Man game, a new this, a new that. The new Dragon's Dogma, Dragon's Dogma 2 looks really fucking good.
Oh.
Remember Dragon's Dogma?
Yes.
Mm.
The monster like I remember hunter that back that in the day. Was PlayStation only.
It was a fun game. It had its faults. It was a little slow pace and like travel was kind of could be boring, but there's a lot of cool concepts. But it looks good. It looks real good. Okay.
Is it only on PlayStation though?
I don't know. It's a Capcom game, so I doubt it. I do
Dragon's Dogma Dark Descent, I believe, is on Switch and on PlayStation. I don't know if they're on Xbox.
The old quadruple D.
I think my kid was watching a YouTube thing on that Spider-Man game. It looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Got the it's basically suits. It's pretty bitchy. The mechanics of that, I don't think have changed a whole lot.
Yeah.
I'm more excited for their next game, which is supposed to be Wolverine.
I had a good Wolverine game in a while.
The movie.
Ever.
The video game based off Wolverine Origins. The video game was way better than the movie.
Agreed.
It would have to be.
Yeah. Did they have anything to do with Deadpool in Wolverine Origins, the video game?
I can't remember. I don't think I ever.
Because if they avoided that noose of an idea, it's a thousand times better than the movie.
Roll initiative.
I don't want to.
Okay, you'll go last.
Dorian zero. Plus 12.
I'm using my Benny.
No, you're not.
Fine. 9.
Minus 1. 8.
Oh my god!
It's a wandering monster card.
24.
A lot of zeros tonight with a minus 1.
Nim got a 9. What was that, Amon?
24.
24. Ledros.
15.
Sonder.
21.
All right. Dorian.
19.
All right. Dr. Fox.
14.
And the Rabisu.
Rabisu.
Oh, that guy again.
Yeah, the reoccurring villain of this dungeon.
About to be the reoccurring villain of my foot.
That's who pulled the lever on this alchemy fire trap.
Funny, that's the exact same initiative they got last time. So yeah, the alchemy little refresher, she pulled a lever, making a trap go off, a bunch of combustible alchemist fire type vials fell, lit the floor on fire, still on fire. You three made reflex saves. And then now it has started, but the fire is not gone anywhere. That is definitely a hazard you'll have to make your way through. And we'll be starting off with Amun.
So what do you mean by it's a hazard? Like, mechanically wise?
It's fire. You're currently in it. If you move through the fire, you'll need to make a reflex save. And if you end your turn in the fire, you'll automatically take some fire damage.
Could I douse myself with water to move through the flames without getting burned more?
I would give you a bonus to your reflex save for it. However, if you grab a hot pot with a wet rag, it does more damage to your hand. Mm-hmm. So,
Is this a grease fire? Because water would be so much worse.
Well, it's alchemical fire. But the main ingredient, I'm looking now, the main ingredient is chicken grease. So yeah,
water's
bad.
Chicken grease would just there's actually an entire KFC above where you're at right now, and the trap was just the fryers up there open.
Oh, this trap smells.
Move me here, please.
That's quite
good. Give me that reflex.
And while I'm moving, I'm also going to use one of my fervors to heal myself just a little bit.
Okay.
Reflex save. I'm going to spin that Benny.
All right.
Hell yeah, that's way better. That's 22.
Okay, so you'll take half of 9. So you'll
4 damage. So let me heal myself. Minus 4. Damn, that's pretty good. That's still 13. I'll take it.
All right. And that's your move and standard?
Move, standard, swift. Yep.
All right. Sonder, what is your initiative modifier?
1.
All right. Wow. Oh, wait, you rolled a natural 20.
I did.
Then you would have gotten a free move at the start.
Oh,
A crit initiative.
Were we doing that?
Yeah, fuck it, let's do that.
So,
like, basically you get to act in the surprise round, so a move or a standard.
Okay, so I would take the standard. That, I can see it, can I not, from there?
Yeah, it's kind of, it's flying around, you see where it's moving?
Right on. So, I'm going to go for a range touch attack. I'm going to... This would be so I remember it doesn't have SR, right? And it's also undead. Are these things I remember correctly?
Not undead.
Looks undead. It's fey.
Indeed. Quite.
Not undead. Blood drinking fey.
It is resistant to cold and electricity.
Immune to fire.
Hmm. Okay, then. I feel like knowing that, I'm gonna do a different spell. But either way, spell. I'm gonna hit him with a holy smite.
Okay.
Holy smite, huh?
So yeah, a will save, please. Smitten.
Ooh. 28.
All right. So that'll be half of
They're not outsiders.
Not. Okay. So 5d8. That's 10. Sorry, I had my d6s together and then I changed my mind.
The quiet DMV cough. Someone patiently waiting their turn.
So half of 24.
All right, so 12. 12 smiting damage.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's your go.
I'm gonna do...
Oh, no, wait. Now it's my go. Because I have you
had
hit initiative tied, but it has the higher initiative modifier.
It's go. Gotcha.
You have the you critted on your initiative.
So
what does it want to do? What's it got left? Can do this as a quick in action, so let me do
real quick.
Noob's close enough to provoke. Huh?
Where is it?
You weren't looking when I was wiggling it around before, Kevin.
I missed it. All right, thank you.
Have to cast defensively because of noob.
Chicken foot.
Do I want to risk trying to beat his SR? What's your SR?
30.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really good shield.
It's a pretty high roll. There's no saving throw attack. Oh, yeah, there is. I already hit Dorian with it once. Let's just not do that. It was that ray of enfeeblement again.
Yeah, stop with that shit. Quit making me do math, you son of a bitch.
I'm gonna cast defensively.
I never took my standard, now that I think about it.
I asked.
I know. That's my fault. Keep going. Cast defensively.
All right, so 25 will get that level 2 spell, yes. Give me a will save, Frakes.
It's a 14 on the die plus a... Is this an enchantment or a fear?
Nope.
31.
You are not commanded. It tried it again.
Oh.
I was hoping you would roll terrible.
Get commanded, loser.
As soon as I heard 14, I knew all my hopes were gone.
I point to my ruby circlet. Get fucked, loser.
And then does a 20, 30, 32 beat your CMD, Amon?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Okay, then.
What's my CMD? Let's just double check. Yeah, 29. Do I have... Oh, there you know, I don't have it anymore. Is this a range thing?
No, it was trying to avoid the attack of opportunity from leaving your threatened square.
All right, what's up?
What's that again? Yeah, okay, so I can only do 30 feet. Whip. So yeah, cast a spell. It tries to whisper it to a... Ladros's mind to command him to fight his friends, but he's strong of will, doesn't happen, so the Rabisu flutters its wings through your whip and heads south. Now it is Saunders' go. Saunders' real go.
Let's see, I'm hesitant to try to get in the room with it, but is that square above Dorian? Is that like in the fire also?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are people around me, do they look injured?
I am.
Healing?
I'm injured.
You're on the other side of the fire, though.
Honestly, though, you can leave the healing to me. And you can actually damage this thing. I can't.
Well, then, what do I have to do to get through this fire?
Reflex save to avoid how much damage you would take.
That is a 19.
Okay. So, full damage. Which is almost... 14.
Boo! Ooh.
14 fire damage to the Lady of Fire.
Okay, well, none.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I forget, what's your fire resistance? Is it like
20?
20, yeah.
Jeez.
I couldn't. That you're immune to my max damage on that.
Mm-hmm. And these things are not immune to mind-affecting effects, right?
No.
Okay, so
it's immune to fear.
Okay, well, this is not a fear effect.
You can't scare it.
I'm going to move behind Amun, and I will require one will save.
Okay. You're not going to like that. That is a 30.
Damn.
Ooh. Oh. Nothing happened.
This thing is pretty willful. That was Sonder. Moving on down the list to 19, which is Dorian.
Hey, I'm doing a thing. All right. Where'd the bad guy go? Oh, I see him. All right. Is he moving up or down?
Up.
Move me 30 feet, I guess, to like right here. I think it's 30 feet, right? Whatever.
It'll be 30, yeah.
All right. And I will cast a spell.
Cast a spell on me.
Casting a spell, which is fuck it, shield. I'm casting shield.
Okay. Next in line is 14, Dr. Fox.
Vladros had a 15.
No. Oh, sorry. I thought Vladros. I wrote a 13. Vladros, then.
Will you move me 45 feet so that I am adjacent to him?
Give me that reflex.
Do my reflex save. Oh, that is probably not very good for a 19.
Forty will get you right there.
45. I have a 50.
Oh.
Yeah, that works. what was the damage on the fire?
You got a what for your reflex?
19.
So full damage. 11, 13.
Okay. And as I rush up and get to him, I would like to reach out
and touch fate
with a claw.
Oh.
The claw.
The claw.
A natural 20 for a 32.
That'll hit.
The claw says get fucked, nerd.
I don't remember if it was immune to paralysis or not. But it's a natural 20. So what's my jazz here? What's the good shit that happens?
Oh God! I was like, that's 100. Nope, that's 10.
Okay.
So, normal double damage.
Okay. All right.
That's about to be like, you crush its throat and it's dead. That's a 100. No, that's 10.
How do you get, what is the 100 on?
All zeros.
All zeros.
But I see the 10 and then the zero on the 10 dice. And I'm like, that's a 1 and 2 zeros. That's 100. But it's wrong.
So close.
So that is 24 damage.
Okay.
And was it immune to paralysis?
It is not.
Then I need a fortitude save. I'm not going to waste my Benny to make you re-roll that.
Damn, I wanted a coup de grace.
You can't do that anyway.
I'm going to try out my new gloves.
I mean, if he's paralyzed, you can.
Yeah.
I was talking about making me re-roll.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, he's fine. He just took some damage.
The dice was on a 3 and inched over to a 19.
You don't have to tell me that stuff. Leave that in your head.
That's what you get for not playing Munchkin. You got to have a nice, delightful week last week. And I didn't, so...
Yeah, I was in bed by 7:45. It was wonderful.
Old bitch. Dr. Pucks.
Wasn't it still light out at 7:45?
Yeah.
I go to bed before the sun goes down.
Damn.
I'm tired. I'm a tired old man. I guess
you get up before it gets up, though, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You old bitch.
All right, using my Eyes of Death, I will look over the party. Who is the most injured, with the exclusion of Vlad?
Or Dorian, because you can't see either one of them.
Well, undead, I can't do anything for him.
I'm at 89 out of 125.
I am fine.
Are you? Yeah,
I'm all right, I'm down 10.
You can't see me, or...?
But he's around the corner.
Yeah, he's behind the fire room.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like Amun is your guy.
On the other side of the fire.
Well, the bad guy's on the other side of the fire as well. So I'm going to go ahead and hopefully dodge dip, dive, duck, and dodge. I rolled a 16 with my reflex being plus 13, so 29.
So 6 damage unless you have evasion.
Okay, thank you very much. But I will go ahead and...
Just end your turn in the middle of the fire so you can take another more damage?
Yeah, I'll move my 30 feet.
20.
So I 25. Should be a little south up. Yeah, if I could move that last one a diagonal. Perfect. And then I can see Dorian. How hurt is he?
I'm down 33 out of 99.
Exactly a third?
Mm-hmm.
I think he just glossed over Noob saying how bad he was hurt.
I just wanted to compare the two.
Noob, when he goes to throw his healing potion at Dorian, just use your whip to smash
it. I can take unattended small objects. DC 10.
Well, then, in that, knowing that, because we've been a group for so long, I will, as part of that move action, I'll draw the potion of pure moderate that I have previously brewed, and I will hold it up over my head.
But still attended.
Yeah, drop it for
no, free. No, it is. It is. Unattended.
No, you're the holding way, it. Like, it's attended.
Throw it up in the
no,
air.
No, I will put it it's into fine. The it's, air it's fine. With he's an open it, hand.
He's holding it like a plate, like a server holds a plate. It's fine.
Hey, yes. I do it. I had to roll so out you of can... one. I whip it good.
And the moderate does max out at plus 10. Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 2d8 plus 10, new.
2d8 plus 10.
That'll wow, be on, that's on your turn when you drink it.
All right.
But that is your go, Kevin?
Yes.
You can't like throw those like a bomb and just splash everybody. does it not work like that?
A healing oil?
Yeah, just.
Oh, feel that, better. That would be up to Toker if he would allow me to make. It's up to the rules, like and that.
No. Maybe if Toker. You guys were like short a healer, but there's like three in the party, you're fine.
Put the home in the homebrew. Come on.
Yeah, like I said, if we were short a heal, like it was like, oh man, we really just need somebody who can heal people.
All right, so we need to kill Mahogany's character and Noob's character, and then I the can OGs. Create a healing bomb.
Do you realize we're good luck killing us? We're the healers.
Yeah.
Right.
Nim.
One's the healer. And one's the armor of 47 million.
Move me. I'm going to move through the fire. Attempt to.
Well, you're not going to dimensional door through it or something?
No, I can, but it ends my turn.
No.
So I'll take my chances. I rolled a 15. That gives me 25 reflex.
So, I rolled very crap. So it would have been 5, 6, 7, it would have been 8 damage total. So you take 4.
Oh my God, are you okay?
All right.
My shoes are melty.
It's all right.
I'm perspiring.
You're going to be fine. Okay. And then I need a reflex save from the dude there as. A big old maybe. Patch of web pops up right there.
I got an 8 on the dice, which gives me a 24.
Damn it. Ew. You needed a 22, so you made it. But that's still difficult terrain. It's still there.
Okay.
And for my last trick, I'm going to teleport up there.
Right onto the pressure plate.
Up here? Oop.
No, just, yeah, right there's good.
Let's try not to move the screen so I can find a way to put your webbing there. Wait, how is it difficult terrain? Was it web?
Yeah, it's 20 foot. It's a 20 foot.
Because the creature's not on the ground. It's flying. It's just not very high up right now. Just
how many feet in the air is it?
Like 5 feet, just enough to be off the ground at this point.
Okay. So we can make it flapping over. Because this says it's a... I don't know. It doesn't have a height on it. It says webs and a 20-foot radius spread. It has to be attached to two different...
Yeah. Well, I'm saying you could do it like a lean from the wall to the west there to where he's standing. So it's like a slanted whatever.
Yeah.
So there was a chance he would have gotten stuck. But he's not. But I wanted to put the...
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of slow him down because he keeps running away from us. So to slow him down or at least either hold him there or slow him down. That was my goal.
Excuse me.
Hey, Webb.
Excuse me.
I'm thrilled that you're here, Terrence.
Sorry.
I like how the first one you leaned back and it was real quiet and you said, excuse me, and then you like leaned forward and yawned louder to make sure we understood that you were bored.
So there's your web.
Sweet. I like it.
Looks like my room. I don't ever dust.
Right.
Top of the round.
Straight. My brain went.
I would like to down that potion while I am moving to, let's say, here. No, here. I can poop.
So you can poop?
Nope, so I can drink that potion and I'm going to whip the guy.
Okay.
Is drinking a potion not a standard?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought drinking a potion while part was part of a move action. I thought getting it out was a...
If you have a belt potion, or if you have a potion belt, you can draw one as a move action.
Oh, yeah.
It's a standard action to drink the potion.
I have bandoliers, so yeah. I can draw it.
Oh, well, if that's the case, I won't drink that potion quite yet. I will use it. But instead, in part of my move action, I will use one of my fervors again to give myself some healing that way, and then I'll whip him.
Okay.
That's a 13 plus 18 for a don't pass the 30.
That'll hit.
All right. 1d10 plus 6. Ain't gonna be for much. That's for 13 damage. Whoopsh.
All right.
And then I heal myself for... Holy shit. 2 5s, a 6, and a 4. 20 points.
All right. It is now that creature's go.
What you gonna do, Flappy Boy? Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Gonna attempt to full attack Vlatros since he's standing there.
Yeah.
Do it.
Try to get closer.
Stuck between a web wall and a hard place.
Not that hard.
A hard elf.
Blood flow.
Alright, first, the bite.
Mm-hmm.
The bite!
The bite!
25?
Yep.
All right. Probably not going to do a whole lot of damage here. Nope. That's 7. I don't think that beats your CR. Let's see if the grapple will go through, though. 28? Beat your CMD?
No.
No. Fuck. Okay. 2 claws.
What was the damage on the bite?
7.
Okay.
Which doesn't beat your DR, right?
Oh, yeah, that's what you said CR, and I thought you were talking about CMB, so never mind. Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
25 to hit?
Yep.
So that's 2 claws will go through. Again. What's your DR?
8.
All right. So if I do max damage, it's one. Nope. And nope. But these also get a chance to grab. Oh, is that a 1 or a 20? Aha! Natural 20 on one of the grabs.
Oh,
oh shit.
Gives me a total, of 36.
Ooh. Barely got it. But okay. Because it's a 20, you would have got me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. The creature drains blood at the end of its turn if it grapples a foe, dealing con damage. There we go.
No.
Okay.
No.
You take one con damage.
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
I refuse.
Hey, I will remember that and will follow suit. Next time you try and con damage me, all I have to do is refuse.
Kevin, high or low?
High. Always high.
Okay.
If you want this benefit, I can bite you.
Oh, no. I was making a judgment call. So when it drains blood, dealing con damage, something else tricks off. And I'm like, technically, the thing went off. It attempted to drain blood, but there was none to drain. So I rolled percentiles to see if maybe, even though you're a ghoul, it got a little something to have the next part of its ability go off. So there was nothing. What it tried to drain out of you with its claws was an utterly dry spot on your body. Now, if it had grabbed your dick and it was a little moist down there, it would have gone to blood frenzy. But that didn't happen. So the thing does not get fast healing or haste, which sucks.
Yeah! Way to go.
It's 100 sugar. Stronger.
All right. So Saunders going to swift action, activate her wings of flame, and fly to right here. Actually, okay. Right here. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna be about 5 feet up.
Okay.
And I believe from here, if I aim it this way and it's a 15-foot cone, it should get this guy and nobody else.
Yeah.
Cool. So reflex save for half of this fire breath, son.
I definitely made that reflex save.
Alrighty then.
It'll probably and hit the web ribs.
Did not, but it served its purpose.
Mm-hmm.
This is divine fire breath. Sorry. Let's.
No.
Because it has to be for this guy.
Yeah, it has to be because it's immune to fire. That's right.
Yeah.
Good remembering, man. Wow.
You can change.
Just not fire?
All your fire.
Mm-mm.
Not all, but.
I believe this is my last time today.
We'll make a judgment call here. Does her divine fire still count as fire for burning objects?
Ooh.
Mm.
Say flip a coin.
I think no. I think the things that actually burn objects have that in the description, right?
31.
Does fire breath burn unattended objects?
Well, it fire breath would, but it's divine breath now.
Right.
She changed fire to divine.
And just if we make this call here, this will be what's going forward. So I don't think it'll come. 32. I don't think it'll.
30, so it much? Says
it's 32. So half is 16.
16. Whip. The next one would be, Dorian, 19.
Sure. All right.
Yeah. So it says on web or whatever, it says any flame will burn away 1 5-foot square per round.
Does her divine flame count as fire for the purposes of burning stuff?
Well, it says
I mean, ultimately, I'm,
any. That's what I'm saying, that the web the actual description of the web, it says any fire can set the webs alight and burn
away. But it's divine power square. At this point. It's not fire.
He's trying to decide if it's actually fire.
Right, then it's no, right?
But if it's no now, it's no going forward. That's the judgment call that you make now.
Does it have? Why does it have to be?
You are removing the fire, adding divine. And he's asking, does that divine still burn?
I guess it doesn't. Because if it's going to work against things that like are not immune, like, you know, that are immune to fire, then it's going to, like, and it's not like half, then
it wouldn't be fire.
Yeah, I don't think this will come up again as far as like burning away stuff, like intentionally. So we'll just going forward, when you change your fire to divine, it loses the burning part of it.
Gotcha.
Okay. I'm sure we'll remember when it happens again next year sometime.
Yeah.
This game is going to last another year.
Anybody else want to continue their turn indefinitely before I get to mine? All right, good.
You know, there was this other game they debuted today on the PlayStation Expo.
Yeah, I was like, that was actually the end of my turn that you tried to jump on, so I don't want
to
hear
that. He asked me to.
Yeah.
We'll move up, and I guess I'll try a feint maneuver on the monster.
5 foot step?
Sure.
The monster is grappled currently.
I don't think that makes him flat footed, though.
No, just reminding Toker more than anybody.
Let's see. I got a 20. Oh, sorry, not 20. 38 on the bluff check.
Okay. Oh, on the bluff against my
sense motive.
Is it 10 plus my sense motive?
Wait. It's 10 plus half your hit die plus wisdom, or you can substitute 10 plus sense motive.
Yeah, 10 plus sense motive, and you got a 30?
8. 38.
Oh, 38. Then, yeah, you beat it. His sense motive is plus 22. So I was like, oh, there's a chance.
All right, then I will roll to attack. Let's see. Flat-footed against me. I got a 23 on his flat
foot. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Currently, 23 would hit his normal AC.
That's not bad at all. 31 points of damage.
All right. You stab into this thing viciously, leaking out almost all of its hit points. But it does not kill over or release its grapple. Or
I'm out of actions.
Ladros.
Okay, he's got me grabbed. Yes?
Yeah.
So I will drop Shashka, and since I am raging, I have quick draw. I will draw out my +1 longsword and full attack him.
Okay.
Power attack, furious focus, all those things.
Yep.
27.
Yeah, describe your kill.
So he grabs me.
You had it at 3 hit points, Terrence.
No.
I reach.
And so I was like, oh, it's going to Vladros next? Of course he's going to kill it.
Okay.
Describe it.
I was trying. Y'all kept talking over me.
What other game did they release for the PlayStation Network?
I fucking hate you. It's dead. Okay.
It dies of sheer boredom as we talk over each other.
Good times.
Yeah, the creature is dead.
I love Wednesdays.
Initiative falls. What does the party do?
I dismiss my webs.
I drank that potion Kevin gave me.
I stopped flying after my minute is up.
And then we're all out of time. All
right.
I pick up my sword.
Nope. We'll have to do that next Wednesday.
Yeah, should have said something.
If at all.
You have a habit of playing characters that like to leave weapons laying around. I'm just stating for the it was just history that one time, of Kevin. The game.
That's not that one time. It was that one character, I think, right? And then one other time for one character. Just to then, remind us, like, so two characters.
And then well, another one character.
A bunch of times, and one character
once. Yeah.
Well, one character, three times.
Mm-hmm. But then you did it again with somebody else, and we were like, oh, shit, it's Akage again.
And the reason it's so funny, Steel Franks, 3 years later, is because you talked about how much that sword meant to you, or the or meant to you, and the first thing you did with it is hand it to Kevin so you could climb through a window into Father Solomon's house. That's why it was funny.
Yes.
Well.
Yeah.
I'm glad y'all still find it amusing.
Correct.
Part of the humor is how unfunny you find it that we find it funny.
I feel nothing. It's not
I feel
anger. Nothing. It's not anything. It's just
not anger.
Glad you still find it amusing. I don't understand how, but
I'm not anger.
Join us next week when we finish up this dungeon. Hopefully, maybe we'll get to the boss. Maybe we won't.
Nah.
Will someone of us die? One
that
of us
was
not.
The boss. That was the real.
That was it.
Skeletor and He-Man. It's over.
Oh, really? Great. It's great.
Where is
great.
It? It's great. Find out next week on Homebrew to Trash.
www. Here, bye.